The Federal Communications Commission is wrapping up a major auction of the airwaves used for wireless phones and other devices. The commission is raking in more money than ever before, but critics say the FCC is failing to meet other goals. Some of the nation's largest wireless players are buying up spectrum originally intended for entrepreneurs. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Before this spectrum auction began, Paul Posner was planning to give the dominant phone company in San Antonio a run for its money. He wanted to offer a flat-rate local cell phone that could replace customers' need for a local landline. But there was a crucial first step.
We needed spectrum. We needed just 10 megahertz.
Posner thought he'd have a good chance because two of the three licenses available in San Antonio were set aside for so-called entrepreneurs. But auction prices skyrocketed past his $20 million budget. Posner says that's because several companies that are small on paper actually have big partners.
Yeah, there's Alaska Native, which is backed by AT&T, Cook Inlet, which was backed by VoiceStream, Salmon, which is backed by Singular, Black Crow, they're backed by U.S. Cellular, and Dobson, or DCC, is backed by AT&T.
By the end of bidding yesterday, 65% of the licenses set aside for entrepreneurs were going to small companies with big backers. Originally, all the spectrum being auctioned off now was intended to be sold to entrepreneurs. That was part of a congressional mandate. But after a company that bought the spectrum in a previous auction couldn't find enough cash to pay, the FCC changed the rules. Tom Shagrew heads the FCC's Wireless Bureau.
We thought it would be pro-competitive to open up the spectrum to all comers, including some of the incumbent carriers, to incorporate it in the system so they can add customers, provide quality service, and also roll out these new data services.
Shagrew says it's a balance between giving small outfits a chance and making sure big companies have enough spectrum to provide nationwide and internet services many customers want. Analyst Frank Marsala with ING Barings agrees. He says wireless companies will consolidate as the market becomes more mature.
Even if you were the true little company, if you were able to win the license and build the footprint, would have a very, very difficult time competing unless they had a truly differentiated service plan, which is hard to do.
Not so hard, says Arlene Harris, co-founder of AH Wireless. That's another little company that got blown away by this auction. Most big businesses focus on high-revenue customers, Harris says, but she wanted Spectrum to test things like emergency wireless devices, services that might cost just a few dollars a month. Harris says big companies are intentionally forcing small ones out by pushing up Spectrum prices.
Spectrum is like a franchise, and it's an enabler. And if you don't have spectrum, then you have to play in a different place in this market. You have to depend on the carriers to provide you with service on their terms.
FCC guidelines allow companies defined as entrepreneurs to have big investors so long as the little company retains decision-making control. And they can get a small business discount. In this auction, spectrum at as much as 25% off. So far, partners of AT&T and Singular, owned by SBC Communications and Bell South, have gotten that discount. At least one small company unhappy with the setup of this auction is planning to challenge the results. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.